Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Sunday, the 5th of August, 2012, and I've got JN2N here. JN2N.
Oh no, this is another interview.
JN2N, we have to be quick, because I haven't got much battery life left on my phone.
Okay.
Having just been on holiday,
mm-hmm.
And elected to take your iPhone 4S with mm-hmm. its 8 megapixel camera.
Yes.
And not taking with you your Canon EOS 350D with 8 megapixel sensor.
Yeah.
Do you regret not having taken your DSLR?
Yes.
Why?
The iPhone is great for taking shots in general. I prefer to do landscape shots anyway because I can just frame them as I want and then click and nothing moves. Unless there's a hurricane, of course. It's no good for photographing children, and that's what you need an SLR for, really. That's why, when you want to do children, you just need to, yeah.
What is it about children?
They move all the time. So with the iPhone, I don't know how many shots I took just to get one that actually works, especially Henry, because he doesn't want to pose. I mean, at least Amelia poses, but with Henry, he sees a camera and he's off. And you need the SLR to get that. And also there was this one time where this dancer was right next to me. By the time my phone had reacted, she's gone off.
Is it the reactions? It's the speed of operation?
Yes. There is that one, it's a teeny weeny delay. I mean, the other Canon we had? Oops. Yeah, so the little Canon we had.
The Ixus.
Yes, so that had the same problem. That had even a longer delay than the iPhone. Which is why when you were on the racetrack, it was very obvious by the time I clicked the button, you were long past, or by the time rather we took the photo. So you always have to kind of click the button 2 seconds before the shot happens. And with the SLR, it's the only one you don't have that problem, because as you click, it just takes the shot. Plus, it's got the sport mode on it. So when I take photos of the children, especially if they keep moving, I prefer to take photos with that because then I can just choose the shot that I want. Plus, it would have been great for the flying lesson as well, because you could have just gone click, 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 and then just selected one.
Oh, the broomstick flying lesson.
Yep.
Well, the iPhone was all right on that.
Yes, it did take a few takes.
The interesting thing I found of that was my iPhone 4, which is a bit older than your iPhone 4S, obviously.
Yes.
But
even slower, I noticed when I tried it.
They said... that you should press the click button half a second before you get the kid to jump.
Yeah.
And I tried doing that, and the media would land it again. No. And I was taking pictures of before she'd taken off. So the iPhone is quicker than the cameras that they were expecting, so that's interesting. I think compact cameras are
a bit
slow.
They are a bit slow, yes. So I think the iPhone's definitely
but what
better.
What about the picture quality?
Oh, amazing. Don't you think?
What?
DSLR. Yeah, have I not shown you the photo? Maybe I haven't shown you the photos, all of them. But, well, the SLR takes amazing photos anyway. But the iPhone is just, I just looked at the landscape shots, and I don't mean landscape as in landscape shape. I just mean the landscape side of it. Amazing, amazing colours. I mean, you still have to get the light right and everything, but the contrast and and the colours are doing is just... Looks
so you
amazing,
think the iPhone 4S has got a great camera?
Oh, yeah. I don't bother taking a small camera anymore. No, I mean, if I have the choice, that's why I would take the phone, because I take my phone anyway, and it's great for that. It's just that with the children, having the SLR on top of that would be ideal.
Right.
Yes. Good. But otherwise, I'm very happy with this phone.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling. Toodaloo. Birthday present.